Students, what can you tell me about St. John Bosco? What do you know about him? Anthony? Did he have the stigmata? No, he was not one of the saints with the stigmata. Clay? He opened up a boys' home. Do you know how many boys he helped to get off the streets in his lifetime? Tens of thousands of boys who were living on the streets between the ages of 8 and 18 years old. Anything else you know about St. John Bosco? Victoria? That's right. St. Dominic Savio was one of the little boys who he helped to raise and is now a saint. St. John Bosco, I was reading about him this morning and I discovered things that I never knew. When he was 9 years old, he had a dream that changed his entire life. Now, where are our students who are 9 years old? Okay, so most of our third graders, right? Is it third or fourth grade? Ethan Sui, what grade are you in? Third graders. So when he was in third grade, he had this dream. And in this dream, he sees thousands of young boys who are in tattered clothes, so he can tell that they're very poor. And a noble man takes him, and he puts him in the center of all these boys. And years later, he would realize that it was Jesus in his dream. And he puts him in the center of these boys, and this is what he says to him. You will have to win their friendship, not with blows, but with gentleness and kindness. So begin right now to show them that sin is ugly and that virtue is beautiful. And so as John Bosco got older, he discovered what that dream meant. And he opened up this boy's home. And little by little, he would help to get young boys off the street. And this is what he would say to them. He would go up to them and he would say, "Do you want to come to heaven with me?" And what little boy can say no to that, right? Do you want to come to heaven with me? And so these boys begin to follow him. Well, Jesus continued to guide him through his dreams. And I want to share just two of those with you. One time, St. John Bosco is sleeping, and he has this dream, and he sees all the boys who live in his home, and at one time there were 800 of them, and he sees all these boys, and they're at lunch one day. And so they're all sitting around these picnic tables, and he notices as they're eating that there are four kinds of different breads that they have. And he wonders, gosh, why are different boys eating different kinds of bread? And he looks at one of those boys, and he's eating tasty rolls. And he looks around, and a number of other boys are eating the same. And those boys are strong and robust and healthy. And he looks at another boy, and that boy is eating ordinary bread. And that boy, too, is also strong and healthy, but not as healthy as the ones eating the tasty rolls. And then he looks at a third boy, and that boy is eating coarse bread that's stale and hard. And he's a little bit weaker and kind of wimpy, not very strong. And then he looks at another boy, and he's eating bread full of mold on it. And he thinks, gosh, why would he be eating that bread? And he's so weak that he's not going to live very long. And he sees that there are other boys eating that same bread. And he realized that the bread was symbolic of what they are putting into their hearts, how they are nourishing their souls. And those who are eating big, tasty rolls were out doing good things, reading good books. Those who were eating moldy bread were looking at things they should not be looking at, having conversations that they knew were not right. And so he would use these dreams, he would go and he would share them with the boys, and the boys would realize, oh my gosh, that's me. And I want to share just one other dream that he had. As he's sleeping one night, he has this dream, and he's in the confessional. And all of his boys are lined up to go to confession to him. And there's so many boys, and he thinks, gosh, I need some help. I can't hear all their confessions. So he goes outside of the confessional, and he looks around for other priests to help him, and he can't find any. But as he's looking around, he looks in the line of boys, and some of the boys had ropes around their neck. And he thinks, gosh, that's the weirdest thing. Why would those boys have ropes around their necks? And so he tells one of the boys in the front of the line, go tell those boys to get those ropes off of them. They're going to hurt them. They might strangle them. And so this little boy goes, and he tries to get the ropes off them, but he can't. And so John Bosco realizes, I better go and approach those boys myself. And he goes up to the first boy with a rope around his neck, and all of a sudden he realizes that the rope has a cord, and standing behind this little boy is a hideous little monster. And he realizes it's an evil spirit, and he's holding onto this rope. And he says to the evil spirit, he says, let go of that, get that off him. And he says, no, if he loses this rope, he'll go to God and we will lose hold of him. And he says, what do those ropes represent? And the little creature says, I'll never tell you. And he says, in Jesus' name, I demand you to tell me. And he says, there are three kind of ropes, but they're all used for the same purpose, so that the boys will not make good confessions, and so we won't lose hold of them. And he says, one of the ropes does this. It tells the boys to conceal their sins. When they go to confession, they don't really say all the things they've done, so they can't be forgiven. Another one of the ropes teaches them not to have true sorrow for their sins. So even if they go to confession and they say the things they've done, they're not really sorry that they did it. In fact, some of the boys are proud of their sins. They think it's pretty cool to do these things they shouldn't be doing, and they're not forgiven. And he says the third style of rope teaches the boys to not have a firm resolution to stop doing their sins. So even if they go to confession and they say the sins they've done and they're really sorry for them, they don't have any intention to change their life. They're just going to go back and continue to do it. And so John Bosco would go out and he would tell the boys his dreams, and they would change their lives. Over 1,000 of those boys became priests. 100 of them have been declared servants of God. 6 of them are venerable. 6 of them have been beatified, and 4 of them are saints. I close with this. He said, boys, you must always remember 3 things that will get you to heaven. First, a great love for the Eucharist. Second, a deep devotion to our Mother Mary. And third, faithfulness to the Church always. And so, students, as we receive our Lord today, let's ask Him for those 3 graces through the intercession of St. John Bosco. A greater love for Jesus in the Eucharist, a closer relationship with His Mother Mary, and faithfulness to the Church always.